According to St. Luke, may his blessings be thus on Amen.
Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in that city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the others 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he gave more, whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet." Since the time I came in, you did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Grant me, O Lord, fountains of plentiful tears, even as you had given long ago to the sinful woman. Make me be worthy to wash with my tears your feet, which delivered me from going astray in the way of deception, and to offer you sublime fragrant oil, and to attain a pure life of repentance, so that I also may hear that voice which is full of joy, saying, "Your faith has saved you." When I consider the multitude of my evil deeds and my heart reflects on that awesome judgment, I tremble with fear, so I quickly take refuge in you. O God, the lover of mankind, hence I beseech you, O Lord, not to turn your face away from me. O you who are the only one without sin, grant my poor soul a true godly fear and save me before the end of ages. The heavens venerate you, O you full of grace, the ever virgin bride, and we too glorify your incomprehensible giving birth to Christ. O Theotokos, Mother of Mercy and Salvation, intercede on our behalf for the salvation of our souls.
يا الملك السماء المعزي روح الحق الحاضر في كل مكان والمالي الكل كنز الصالحات ومعطي الحياة اللهم تفضل وحل فينا وطهرنا من كل دنس يا الصالح وخلص نفوسنا
تبنتريك يا ابن ماتين
كما كنت
مع تلاميذك المخلص وأعطيتهم السلام لما أيضا كن معنا ونحن سلامك يا رب وخلصنا ونجينا
إنك معيك استنسيون استنيون آمين أشكر ديناس مرسيان بوناس فوقيفا سواس زمين كيريسون كيريسون Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of glory and honor.
O God, the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no help in tribulation and adversity but you. O God, absolve, remit, forgive us our sins, which we will willfully and unwillfully, thoughts which you committed knowingly and unknowingly, to conceal ones and manifest ones. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us, according to your mercy and not according to our sins.
Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for your Father, who art in heaven, and who we
don't need. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Give us trespasses as you give us trespasses. Lead us in temptation, never us in Christ Jesus.